I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's Scott's favorite music that we come back to on the show. Thanks for being with us.
I live all day long just to hear this music at night.
It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. And so we appreciate Coach Kyle Whittingham joining us on the program and having his insights. It must just be a weird time right now, Scott, to be a head coach.
I'd be going nuts.
That's what I mean.
We talked to Kalani last week and these guys and I would be going nuts because it's hard enough to control 18, 19, 20-year-old kids under normal circumstances. That's like almost impossible. And now the funny thing about it to me is when they all talk about we have social media. We have all these players communicate that way. We don't ever see each other now. This is normal.
I don't want to paint a certain age group with a broad brush, but here goes. I think that age group, that teenager age group, has been the hardest to wrangle during all this, right?
Right.
And so that feels like it would be like more so with these guys who are playing. How many parties have they had to break up the country of these 19, 20-year-olds who are like, I kind of don't care, man. Give me the coronavirus, bro.
Well, you practice social distancing. They're like 6 feet. That's like that's too close.
Yeah, but what about with the ladies? Is there a special rule with that?
Well, no, because they just congregate in a group anyways.
Like, I know.
They go to dances and they don't even.
So all my friends who have teenagers, and you'll have to tell me because what does Zach do? Does he just drive away? Does Zach just go off and do his own thing? Or does he stay home mostly?
He stayed home before. It's not even like.
So for the antisocial types.
No, here's the killer part.
Because he's got a girlfriend though, right?
Oh, but a girlfriend with a dad who's a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's like,
keep that kid home. So you know that's what you need. You need somebody to kibosh it on that end because these athletes, I think that a lot of them are – I can't tell you how many of them are going, this is just in the way of me because they're already the center of the universe.
Right.
This is all getting in the way of me becoming the best cornerback you've ever seen. You know, and you're like, come on, man. Like, let's figure this out. So Witt and Kalani and Gary, those guys have a lot of. They're gonna have to keep wrangling these guys. I want to bring something up here, and that was you and I got together. Was it 2 years ago already now, or a year and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that. It seemed like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, we Scott was generous enough to spend $19.99 that was refunded back to him for to watch. Was it only $19.99?
Yeah,
to watch Phil versus Tiger. One, and I say it was one because it was just going to be one, but now hold the phone because the Golf Channel is reporting that there could be the possibility of a rematch between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Now, we hated Tiger versus Phil one. It was not good television. It was not a good production. It didn't work for a lot of people. That's why they ended up having to refund a ton of people because the broadcast didn't work. It worked for us, and we still didn't like it. And yet this sounds so amazing right now. Considering where we are now, this is just to give you a peek of where we're at. We are so desperate for this. The thing we already have tested that we hate, we didn't like Phil versus Tiger, number one. If they do a Phil Tiger number two, I can't tell you how excited I would be and how much I would pay $25 or $30 to watch this, a real live golf match.
So Phil... Actually, of course he wants to do this again because he won last time. I mean, I get it. The thing I think it would really put this over the top is if these guys did it for free.
Oh, now
if they just had an event, they didn't make any money off it. It was just a way for
people. But I'd still want them doing the bets.
Oh, well, the side bets. I have a better idea for that.
Let me hear it.
It's not them. It's everyone else.
Ooh.
You know how you like you could just do prop bets the whole time during.
Scott, we don't encourage betting on this
program. Well, I'm just
for those people that do.
Oh,
I'm not saying us,
and I'm actually not encouraging it. Well, okay, I got an idea for you. Let's say you do that. Let's say you make a friendly wager on they birdie this hole, okay? And why doesn't all the money go to charity?
Right. It should, yeah. I mean,
none of this is about someone making any
right,
money.
Last time it was $9 million to the winner, but the reality is that would be received poorly by the general public.
Right.
I mean, that would not be – and these guys aren't people that need it. I mean,
no,
so,
exactly.
So the it all started with
– I would
tweet.
Watch it.
I would totally watch it.
Yeah.
And I would be so excited.
Yeah.
I would be desperate. We are desperate at this point. I say we, I mean anybody who's been a fan of sport at all is so desperate right now to get this thing going, to have this. So it's
I wouldn't, Alex, pay $25 for it to watch it. I'd pay $23.
Whoa.
But $25 is
so that's the price
that's just,
point.
Yeah, that's my breaking point right there.
So I'm all about this. It's just interesting too because somebody tweeted at him, and I don't know if it was their idea first or somebody, but somebody tweeted at Phil and just said, "Hey, why don't you and Tiger Woods play a round of golf? You carry your own bags and you have one cameraman."
Right,
and you just stream the whole thing,
right?
And that would actually mic them up.
I got one that I think would be even better.
What is it?
Have two NBA players playing each other one on one.
But it needs to be Rudy and Donovan because those guys can't get anybody sick.
Oh yeah, all the guys who've already
gotten coronavirus in the NBA.
It'd be the COVID-19 challenge.
No,
and
like,
you could have a bracket, and you just
when
just
it gets play. To 19, you call it the COVID-19.
Yeah.
You have two teams.
There you go,
and you just play those guys against each other.
And Rudy gets a bye in the first round, so you just have
one of the cameramen.
Two
has
teams
to be,
of 18
has to be a cameraman that already got COVID. Also, nobody
perfect.
Can get. No, Doris Burke calls the game
because she's
got it.
We're done. That's perfect. Oh my goodness!
That's how we get this thing started. Is every player who's already contracted the illness, gotten through it, they start playing
but
their sport first?
Wouldn't that be great?
We would be dying for it, and we are dying for
people
it.
People would watch the heck out of that.
Yes. Would it be? It might. Here's what we need to set up, though. Too. Because we're in you and I are into reality TV,
right?
If they had a Rudy and Donovan like makeup, like. What were your feelings towards? Like, you know, have a person come in and go, Rudy, how did that make you feel when Donovan said that he wouldn't reach out to you and he saw your message, but he didn't actually take your phone calls during all this? He's like, it hurt my feelings. It made me feel bad. And then Donovan's just like, and then they have to hug it out. And then it ends with a one-on-one challenge at the end of it.
What if they don't make up? And what if they're the captains of opposing teams?
Oh, now. Okay.
And let's say 100% of everything that's made off the game goes to charity.
So it's not the All-Star game, it's the All-Sick
no.
team.
Yeah.
So you have
it doesn't matter who's playing.
Yeah, and so you get the
if you're sick, you've been through the quarantine,
right.
You qualify.
You're in.
That's the qualifier.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you know what? And a couple people just off the street. Just a couple of like randos that have already gotten it too.
And I got another one for baseball. Any baseball players been hurt? I really do.
Bring them in.
I got a baseball
home run derby.
You know, did you ever play where you played on half a field?
Yeah.
So when you just had a couple of players, so your own team pitched to you, and they would throw a batting practice pitch.
Sure.
You had to hit it between third base and second base.
Third and second, yeah.
If it was a ground ball and they fielded the ground ball, was an out. If you hit the ball in the air and they caught it, it was an out.
Right.
And you just played till you got three outs. If you hit a ground ball through the infield, you had a guy on first. If you hit the ball over the infield into the outfield and the outfielder
Isn't
caught it.
Isn't it funny what we come up with when we're
– Right.
Look, you
and then if you hit a home run, it was a
look,
home run.
Kids make up the best games when they're desperate.
Right.
And here we are.
Right.
And we're desperate.
So get all the baseball players that have qualified. So you've got one-on-one challenge in basketball. You've got the – half the field in baseball. You've got the golf challenge.
Right.
We got to figure something out for football.
Let's take a break. Football, just go do the What do they do in Texas? Don't they have like a 7-man football?
Oh, 8-man football?
8-man football?
Yeah.
But only eight. It's eight people total. So it's
I think they should
four.
Have a skills challenge.
The 7-on-7 is
bring
dope.
Back the quarterback challenge.
Right, because you can do those golf carts on the remote. All right, we're going to take the break here. We're going to come back around the corner. We'll talk a little bit more about, well, we thought it was interesting putting out there on Twitter the athletes that you met who you thought were really cool and the athletes that you met that were totally lame. And we'll ask a guy who had to put on a good face in public all the time or didn't. I don't know what Scott's vibe was when it came down to it. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. Players who are perennially nice versus the guys who aren't very nice. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.